We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samachei Mabeis. We are starting three lines from the top of Kuf Samachei Mabeis. The Gemara just brought down the Shita of Amemar that he holds that if you have Eid Echad B'Ksav Ve'Eid Echad Ba'al Peh, the halacha is that mitzarev to make a good shtar with a koil according to the Rashbam. And you can collect with that shtar from the Lekuchos, you can't say Paratik negative, it has din of a shtar. So Amemar is going to bring a raya to himself. Teda, I'm bringing a raya. The Sholchu Mitam, Chavarayla, Rav Yirmiya, they sent from Eretz Yisrael a shayla to Rav Yirmiya. What's the shayla? Eidecha b'ksav, eidecha b'peh, ma'o shi'etztarfu. Could eidecha b'ksav and eidecha b'peh be mitztarf? So according to Rashbam, means it's mitztarf to become a star for lekuchos. According to the Rosh, it means could it mitztarf at all to say eidus at all, even for b'nei chayri, even from just for the chayv. But we're not going to get into that rush, but there's two ways to learn this Gemara, like we said in Machlokes Rishonim on the bottom of Kuf Samachei Amud Aleph. So Teida, Ashokh Matam Chavarei Lerav Yirmiya, Eidecha B'Ksav Eidecha B'Peh, Ma'os Shistarf, could even starve to make a star. So now, before we see the Gemara Vayit, you have to say over Machlokes and Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed, that there are two Machlokes. One Shaila is, do Eidus have to see the thing that happened together? So the Tanakhama of that Mishnah holds, Ain edusim etzarefes bebezdin achi yiru shneim keechod. Only if they see both things as one, they have to see the edus as one. For example, that if one person owes another person $100, they both have to see the hava or both have to see the haida. If one sees the hava and one sees the haida, that is moida. That's not mitzaref. That's tanakam holds. And Rav Shmuel Karpa says no. Even if they didn't see it together, as long as they come to bezdin together, it's enough. And there's another machlekes. Do you have to come together to Beis Din? Rav Shulman, the Tanakhama holds you have to come to Beis Din together. And Rav Nosson holds, even if the Eidus come at two different times, it's enough also. So it means one machlekes about how they saw the Eidus. That's one machlekes. That's Rav Shulman, Karkhan, and Tanakhama. Another machlekes is, do you have to come say Eidus together? A machlekes Tanakhama, Rav Nosson. You get that clause, because for the next thing more, you have to have that clause. Two machlekes. Tanakam and Shulman Karach, Rav Chalikas, you have to see it together. And Rav Chalikas, Tanakam, Rav Nosson is, do you have to say the Eidus together? So the Shaila was to Rav Yirmiya, Eidecha b'ksav, Eidecha b'al peh, ma'o shi'etztarfu. So much the Libra Tanakam, the Rav Shulman Karach, lo yisabayu loch, that it's poshut, that it's far, that it, lo yisabayu loch, that filu shnayim b'ksav, shnayim b'al peh, lo yisabayu. The Tanakama holds there, that if they didn't see it together, it doesn't work, even if they're both b'ksav, Or it's Vishnah Alpha or both Alpha, Loy Mistarf, it's not Mistarf. Alakisa Bayalok Libra Shuvan Karko. That Shnayim Biksav Shnayim Alpha, who the Mistarf, that's Mistarf. Ava Erecha Biksav, Erecha Alpha, Loy Mistafinon, Oidom Aloishno, or maybe it's the same thing. Oh, so the obvious question is, what Shaykh is? It's who said he didn't see it together? So because of that, the Ritva brings out the Raivitz Geiris, it means a Libra the Tanakama of Rav Nosson. Because he said, Machlokes Tanakama Rav Nosson was, you have to say Eidus together. This is not called saying Eidus together. One's Eidus B'Ksav, and one's Eidus B'Peh. That's how he learns, regards the whole Gemara. But Tosfos and Amud Aleph speaks out that you could answer that usually the guy who writes a shtar, it happens a lot of times, you write a shtar, you actually do not see the hava. A lot of times, the luck is you later write a star for loiva without the mal v'imoy. It's very possible he signed that aid before he even borrowed the money. The aid says that he borrowed money from him, and then he brings the star to the hava. So very possible he didn't see it, and that's the shaykhis. So we're saying according to Manav, that doesn't work. Of course, it doesn't work. But according to Manav, does work. Maybe here it's worse because eidech b'ksav eidech ha'peh is worse. So Rav Yirmiya answers, Shalachlu, ani eini kedai sheshlachtem li. I'm not chashuv enough that you sent me the shayla, but elakein das tamidchem, kach das midum doita shistarfu. My das is noita, that it is mitzdarf. That is mitzdarf. So Amema brings a raya from here to his shita. First shita, Rav Yirmiya Paskin, that's taka mitzdarf. So Rav Ashi says back to Amemar, I have a different version of Shalchu Mutam, and it's nothing to do with your Shaila. And we'll see there's three other versions of the Shalchu Mutam. Omalei, Anan, Hochi Mastinilo. We have the Shaila of Shalchu Mutam to Rav Yirmiya a different way. You have the Shaila was Erecha B'Ksav, Erecha B'Peh. Our Gers is a little different. The Shalchu Chavarai, Rav Yirmiya, Shnaim She'idu, Echa B'Bezdin Zev, Echa B'Bezdin Zev. The Shaila was holding the Shaila. Two people said Eidus on one story. One said in the Bezdin on Ridge Avenue, once at the Beis Din on Route 9. Two different Beis Dins. So each bezin come together. So we have Edus and let it work. So more leave it on a comma, the Rab Nosson, who holds that the Edus have to say it together. They didn't say it together. Even if the same bezdin, one came on Monday, one came on Tuesday, doesn't work. Holds that it works. Because it's one bezdin, even if it's 7 days. I have a trei bedina already that much lomistarfi. That was the shaila to Rav Yirmiyahu, whole new shaila. V'sholok lu, and he answered, ani eni kedai shatam shalachli. I'm not kedai that you sent me the shaila. Kach das tamid chemnoita shiitstarfu. My das is that will be mistar. Let's go to a third pshat in the Sholchum Matam, a third version of a story. Mar b'achi amahachi, Sholchum, this is what he sent him. Shnaim sheidu bezdin zeh. Two edim said edis in a bezdin, but it was this bezdin. V'chos v'idu bezdin zeh. And they went to say edis in another bezdin, and the bezdin did not make a psak. And now we want to make a psak, but they're not all available to dayanim. So we want to take, is actually the girsa was, there are three different dayanim instead of edison. We want to take one aid from each bezdin who's available and put them together, and now make a psak, because they all heard the edis. Mao shiyove echod mekol bezdin v'yitztarfu. One die in each bezdin come and start. Saliva drab nasi loy sebayolach. That's posture that it's good. Hash the edim istarfinon. If the edim I can mistarf, here I have to aid them together. Shalos dayanim ebayi. It's much simpler to put together dayanim than the edim because you already have the agadas edis. Put together dayanim, you can put it together. El kisubayolach liba tanakama drab nasin. Edim with lemon sarfinon. Maybe dafka edim not mistarf. Ava dayanim mistarf. Maybe dayanim yam mistarf. Or edim aleishno. Maybe there's no difference. Shalok lu. So he answered. Ani eni kedai shatam shlachemli. It's not, I'm not chosh enough that you sent me the shayla, but kach tas talmid chem noita, shiit starfa will be mitzurif, even though it's different, but they dinim. A fourth version of the story. Ravina mahakish shokhulei. Shlo yisosh yosh l'kayim es hashtar. We know we need a kiyim hashtar, you need a bezdin. So the story was that the shtar came from a bezdin, in front of three, and they taka got a kiyim to it. Now after they do a kiyim, they write on the bottom a hempek, right and right. Moisef Tlosa, we were here with three, and we were Makayim Mishtar. What happened was, one of the three, before they wrote Moisef Tlosa, died. So now, it's a good Kiyim, because he did it in front of Bezdin, and you have two Edis, at least two people who saw the Kiyim, it's good. But you can't write Moisef Tlosa, Havina, and then sign three people. There's no three people to sign, only two. So what's Shah what to do? Shloisha Yoshua Makayim Mishtar, Meis Echamem, one of them died. Do you have to write Moisef Tlosa Avina? V'chad l'soy, one person not here anymore. Oiloy, what's the shaila? Because if you see Moisef Tlosa Avina, and then on the bottom only sign two signatures, it looks like a lie. So therefore, as a shaila, it's good, but it looks a little bit like a shaker. So shalach lu, ani eni kedai shatam shlachim li. It's not my kedai that you sent me the shaila. L'kach das l'mitcham noita. This is my das that I think shetrichin l'michtav. You do have to write the Moisef Tlosa Avina v'chad l'soy. Va'aldon on this, Eliyahu Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Midrasha. Pasuk means in all four things, there's four different versions. This psak that Rabbi Yirmiyahu made, they brought him back into the Beis Medrash. Now, what are we talking about? So, if you remember Gemara earlier in the Masechtas Baba Basra on Daf Chav Gimel Amar Beis, there was a story there where Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a shaila. He had a shaila with some person. He asked if one person standing 1 foot in this tchum, 1 foot in the other tchum, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So they threw him out of base marriage. Where are you? Ragli achas mesoich nun ama in the 50 ama range. Ragli achas chutz chamish mama out of the 50 ama range. We're talking about this bird that's flew from a shoivich within 50 amas. It belongs to that baal shoivich. So you have his bird. 1 foot is in the 50 amas. 1 foot is out of the 50 amas. That's the shaila. So now va'adof kula rabbi yirmiyahu b'drasha. They threw him out of the base marriage. Why the Torah is Medrash? Because it was a funny shayla. Like, what's the chance of that happening? That's a funny shayla. They threw him out of his Medrash. I entice there why they threw him out of his Medrash there. But it says, Ain't Lefarish Mishum the Boy Mosle Shikha Klal, because you have a lot of times in Shas that they ask shaylas. I ain't Shom. But they threw him out of his Medrash. You know when they brought him back? This shayla here. We have four versions of the shayla, but the four versions of the shayla, and Rabbi answered the shayla, they put him back in the Beis Medrash.
The fourth version of shayla, sorry, the Mara of the shayla.
All three. The last three have no shaykh. The first Gemara shaila, erech v'ksav v'chapeh. Only the first shaila was like that. Only at the shayla, the first shayla of the Rambam is erech ha'gzal peh. Next shayla, next was three shaylas, but different shaylas. The shayla was, could a metzaref aid them into the batidinim, or different dayonim, or here my slas has nothing to do with the first shayla. First shayla is only a meimer, but a riot himself. And we said, no, it's three other versions of the shayla, it's not a riot to you. It's three other versions of the shayla. Zok the new Mishnah. Continuing shtaris, it's all about shtaris, about the get pasha, it's all about different shtaris. Different technical halachas of shtaris. Talk to Mishnah. Kosov by Zuzin Meya the Islam. Now Zuzim is a dinner. There's 100 dinner in a mana, and 100 dinner is 25 slotim. You know why? Because each selah is 4 dinner. Now he wrote in the shtar, I owe the Reuben owes Shimon Zuzim Meya the Islam Esrim. 100 zuz, which is 20 slotim. Now that doesn't work. It's 25 slotim really. Really 20 slotim, really 80 zuz. So since he said the inun, we assume only esrim zuzim. He only gets 20 only gets 20 slum, which is 80 zuzim. He only gets 20 slum, and we assume when he meant meya zuzim meant meya zuzim geruim. In those days, everything went with weight and value, so it was 100 zuzim that are not good quality, low quality zuzim, which equal 20 slum. That's what it means. Because it says the inun. Here's now a shout twice lishu rishon twice lishu achron. Why? Because he said the inun. So he says, Reuven owes Shimon 100 zuzim, which is 20 slum. It's only 20 slum, which is 80 zuzim. If you say zuzim meya din plasm slum, which sounds like 120 zuz, so ain le alamon, you still only get a mon, only 100 zuz, because there we assume it means that getting shvacher a slum, weaker, low quality slum, which 30 slum would equal 100 zuz. If he says in the shtar, kesev zuzim de inun, and doesn't say what it is, but nimcha gets erased, Ein pachas v'shtayim, you only get two. Because zuzim is two, you only get two dinner. It's always yad bal ashtar la tachtoina, like you realize. We always go to, like the first case we said it's 80, the second case we said only 100. It's always yad bal ashtar la tachtoina. The muksik always wins. The maitzim v'chaber al-rai, the one who's holding on to the money always wins. Ein pachas v'shtayim, yeah. Kesev slo'im d'inun, if you say kesev slo'im d'inun, v'nimchak ein pachas v'shtayim, you get at least two slo'im, which is eight zuz. Darkoinah is made out of Zav. Darkoinah is the Inun, and don't say what? Nimchak, in Pachas Vishdayim, because it's Loshan Rabim, it's at least two Darkoinahs. Kosov by Mumala Mono, Mat Masayim. If you have a star, that on top of the star, they wrote twice in the star how much you owe. You write at the beginning, this guy borrowed, and you write at the end. So Reuven owes Shimon 100 Mono. So it said in the beginning of the star Mono, Mat Masayim, the end of the star said 200. Or Mamaila Masayim, it's at the beginning of the starts at 200, Matamana. And the bottom of the starts at 100. Hakoil Hulkachatachtan. We always go past the Tachtan because we assume it was a Chazara. He backed out. And everyone agrees here, Tfoizos and Akram, because it's not in one sentence, it's later on. It's called a Chazara. You go past the last one. Imkin Lama Koysimus Elyon. So why do you even write the Elyon if you only count the Tachtan? The reason is, Shim Timchak Ois Achas Menatachtan Yimon Elyon. Sometimes, something on the bottom is missing one letter. And I'm not sure what it means. There I assume it's the same thing like the top. It's not a chazara. We'll see, like, you know, if it's a name of Shmuel, and it's missing the lamin on the bottom, you don't say, oh, his name is Shmuel, and then we're not going to collect money. Then we're like, Shmuel. Well, if it's on top of Shmuel, you can use the top for that. Ad kan the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Omar kesef, ein pokois mediner kesef. If you says in the shtar kesef, so then you can't give him any less than a dinner kesef. Kesef dinrim. If it says lashon kesef dinrim in the shtar, doesn't say how much. Kesef dinrim, the or of a dinrim kesef, either or. Ein pachos v'nei dinrim. You get at least two dinrim. Ein pachos v'nei dinrim kesef. If it says kesef bid dinrim, change the lashon. Ein pachos v'nei dinrim dahav kesef. If it says kesef a dinrim means I'm giving you kesef like the value of two dinner zahav. So ein pachos b'vishnei dinrim dahav kesef. It means because it's bid dinrim, which you see in the Gemara Lama, Mars would say it means bid dinrei. It really said kesef bid dinrim means that if I owe you kesef bid dinrim, we assume it means kesef like the value of dinrim, which is two dinrim zahav. So it's enough kesef two dinrim. Let's say two dinrim zahav is worth 100 kesef. Let's give him 100 kesef. Oh my Mar, the Brisa Kesef. If it says Kesef, in pocket's been a Kesef. Freight tomorrow, but even Naska. Maybe it doesn't mean a dinner Kesef. Maybe it's a Naska. Now we know you always go Yad Ba'al Tachtoina. So the Tosfos speaks out Naska is less than a dinner Kesef. A bar of Kesef is less than a dinner. So all maybe it's a bar of Kesef. Amar Abulazar, the kasuba matbeya. It says in the shtar loshem matbeya. So we knew for sure it was a coin. We don't know how much. We knew it was a coin. So it says not less than dinar kesef. If ain't a priti, maybe it's a pruta of kesef, which is sometimes made prutas of kesef. Amar Papa, but astro le sagi priti the kaspa. It's in a city where they don't have there priti the kaspa. They don't have over there any prutim of kesef. So we'll stop over here in the middle of the Gemara, but Metzshem, we'll continue next year by Tanur Rabbanon, and we'll have to speak over the Tanur Rabbanon of Kesef.